In a logo, the capital letters U and A unite into a single shape. United Artists. Words appear. Annie Hall. A Jack Rollins, Charles H. Jaffe production. Copyright United Artists Corporation, 1977. Edited by Ralph Rosenblum. Art Director, Mel Bourne. Costume Designer, Ruth Morley. Director of Photography, Gordon Willis. Written by Woody Allen and Marshall Brickman. Produced by Charles H. Jaffe. Directed by Woody Allen. A bespectacled man in a tweed jacket speaks directly to us.
There's an old joke. Two elderly women are at a Catskill Mountain resort, and one of them says, "Boy, the food at this place is really terrible." The other one says, "Yeah, I know, and such small portions." Well, that's essentially how I feel about life, full of loneliness and misery and suffering and unhappiness, and it's all over much too quickly. The other important joke for me is one that's usually attributed to Groucho Marx, but I think it appears originally in Freud's Wit and Its Relation to the Unconscious, and it goes like this, I'm paraphrasing. I would never want to belong to any club that would have someone like me for a member. That's the key joke of my adult life in terms of my relationships with women. You know, lately the strangest things have been going through my mind because I turned 40, and I guess I'm going through a life crisis or something. I don't know. And I'm not worried about aging. I'm not one of those characters, you know. Although I'm balding slightly on top. That's about the worst you can say about me. I think I'm going to get better as I get older. You know, I think I'm going to be the balding virile type, you know, as opposed to, say, the distinguished gray, for instance, you know. Unless I'm neither of those two. Unless I'm one of those guys with saliva dribbling out of his mouth who wanders into a cafeteria with a shopping bag screaming about socialism. Annie and I broke up, and I still can't get my mind around that. You know, I keep sifting the pieces of the relationship through my mind and examining my life and trying to figure out where did the screw-up come, you know? And a year ago, we were in love, you know? And I just... And it's funny, I'm not a morose type. I'm not a depressive character. I was a reasonably happy kid, I guess. I was brought up in Brooklyn during World War II.
Young Alvy sits next to his mother.
He's been depressed. All of a sudden, he can't do anything.
Why are you depressed, Alvy?
Tell Dr. Flicker. It's something he read.
Something you read, huh?
Nodding his head.
The universe is expanding.
The universe is expanding?
Well, the universe is everything. And if it's expanding, someday it will break apart and that will be the end of everything.
What is that your business? He stopped doing his homework.
What's the point?
What has the universe got to do with it? You're here in Brooklyn. Brooklyn is not expanding.
It won't be expanding for billions of years yet, Alvy. And we've got to try and enjoy ourselves while we're here, huh? Huh?
A modest two-story house.
My analyst says I exaggerate my childhood memories, but I swear I was brought up underneath the roller coaster in the Coney Island section of Brooklyn. Maybe that accounts for my personality, which is a little nervous, I think.
A snack bar on the boardwalk.
You know, I have a hyperactive imagination. My mind tends to jump around a little, and I have some trouble between fantasy and reality.
Bumper cars.
My father ran the bumper car concession. There he is, and there I am. Why, I used to get my aggression out through those cars all the time.
In a classroom.
I remember the staff at our public school. You know, we had a saying, that those who can't do, teach. And those who can't teach, teach gym. And, of course, those who couldn't do anything, I think, were assigned to our school.
A series of teachers scrawl on the blackboard and scowl at the students.
I must say, I always thought my schoolmates were idiots. Melvin Greenglass, you know, his fat little face. And Henrietta Farrell, just Miss Perfect all the time. And Ivan Ackerman, always the wrong answer. Always.
7-3 is lie.
Young Alvy slaps his forehead.
Even then, I knew they were just jerks. In 1942, I had already discovered women.
He goes over to the girl at the next desk and kisses her.
He kissed me!
Swiping off
That's
her face.
That's the second time this month. Step up here.
What did I do?
Step up here.
What did I do?
You should be a
grown-up
ashamed
Alvy
of yourself.
Takes his seat.
Why? I was just expressing a healthy sexual curiosity. 6-year-old boys don't have girls on their minds.
I did.
For God's sake, Alvy, even Freud speaks of a latency period.
Well, I never had a latency period. I can't help it. Why couldn't you have been more like Donald? Now there was a model boy.
Tell the folks where you are today, Donald.
I run a profitable dress company.
Boy, sometimes I wonder where my classmates are today.
Each kid stands up.
I'm president of the Pincus Plumbing Company.
I sell Tallises.
I used to be a heroin addict. Now I'm a methadone addict.
I'm into leather.
On a TV, Alvy on the Dick Cavett Show.
I lost track of most of my old schoolmates, but I wound up a comedian.
They did not take me in the Army. I was, interestingly enough, I was 4P. Yes. In the event of war, I'm a hostage.
In his childhood home.
You always only saw the worst in people.
His mother peels carrots.
You never could get along with anyone in school. You were always out of step with the world. Even when you got famous, you still distrusted the world.
On a sidewalk.
I distinctly heard it. He muttered under his breath, Jew.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not. We were walking off the tennis court, and, you know, he was there and me and his wife, and he looked at her, and then they both looked at me, and under his breath he said, Jew.
Alvy, you're a total paranoid.
Well, how am I a paranoid? I pick up on those kind of things. You know, I was having lunch with some guys from NBC, so I said, did you eat yet or what? And Tom Christie said, no, Jew. Not did you. Jew eat? Jew? No, not did you eat, but Jew eat? Jew? You get it? Jew eat?
Max, you...
Stop calling me Max.
Why, Max? It's a good name for you. Max, you see conspiracies in everything.
No, I don't. You know, I was in a record store. Listen to this. So I know there's this big, tall, blonde, crew-cutted guy, and he's looking at me in a funny way and smiling, and he's saying, yes, we have a sale this week on Wagner. Wagner, Max. Wagner. So I know what he's really trying to tell me. Very significantly, Wagner.
Right, Max. California, Max. Let's forget the hell out of this crazy city.
Forget it, Max.
We move to sunny L.A. All of show business is out there, Max.
No, I cannot. You keep bringing it up, but I don't want to live in a city where the only cultural advantage is that you can make a right turn on a red light.
Right, Max, forget it. Aren't you going to be late for meeting Annie?
I'm going to meet her in front of the Beekman. I think I have a few minutes left, right?
Alvy stands on the sidewalk in front of a cinema. A gap-toothed man in a leather jacket walks past Alvy, then stops, turns back, and approaches him.
Are you on television?
Alvy points at himself and shakes his head.
No.
The man continues to stare at him.
Yeah, once in a while, you know, occasionally.
What's your name?
You wouldn't know it. It doesn't matter. What's the difference?
You're on the Johnny Carson, right?
Alvy nods his head.
Once in a while, you know.
The man smiles.
What's your name?
I'm Robert Redford.
Come on!
Alvy Singer. It was nice. Thanks very much for everything.
They shake hands.
Hey! What?
Motioning another guy to come over.
This is Alvy Singer!
Hey, fellas, you know. Jesus.
This guy's on television. Alvy Singer, right?
Give me a break.
Am I right?
Give me a break. Jesus.
This guy's on television.
I need a large polo mallet.
Who's on television? This guy on a Johnny Carson show.
Fellas, what is this, a meeting of the Teamsters?
What program? Can I have your autograph?
You don't want my
autograph. No, I do. It's for my girlfriend.
Alvy takes out a pen.
Make it out to Ralph.
Your girlfriend's name is Ralph?
It's for my brother.
Alvy writes something on a scrap of paper and hands it back.
Alvy Singer!
Really, Alvy Singer,
this is Alvy Singer!
Alvy breaks away from the two guys and heads for an approaching taxi cab.
Jesus, what'd you do? Come by way of the Panama Canal?
I'm in a bad mood, okay?
Bad mood? I'm standing with the cast of The Godfather.
You're gonna have to learn to deal with it.
Deal? I'm dealing with two guys named Cheech.
Into the cinema.
Hey, please, I have a headache, all right?
Hey, you are in a bad mood. You must be getting your period.
I'm not getting my period. Jesus, every time anything out of the ordinary happens, you think that I'm getting my period.
A little later. I think one of them may have missed it. Has the picture started yet?
It started 2 minutes ago.
That's it. Forget it. I can't go in.
2 minutes, Alvy.
No, I'm sorry. I can't do it. We've blown it already. I can't go in the middle.
In the middle? We're only missed the titles. They're in Swedish.
You want to get coffee for 2 hours or something? We'll
go make 2 hours? No. I'm going in.
Let's
I'm
go
going
ahead. Goodbye.
While we're talking, we could be inside. You know that?
Hey, can we not stand here and argue in front of everybody? Because
right.
I get embarrassed.
All right. So what do you want to do?
I don't know now. You want to go to another movie? Let's go see The Sorrow and the Pity.
Oh, come on. We've seen it. I'm not in the mood to see a four-hour documentary on Nazis.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't. I've got to see a picture exactly from the start to the finish. Because I'm anal.
That's a polite word for what you are.
In a long line at another cinema, the man behind them speaks.
We saw the Fellini film last Tuesday. It is not one of his best. He lacks a cohesive structure. You know, you get the feeling that he's not absolutely sure what it is he wants to say.
Albie sighs.
I've always felt he was essentially a technical filmmaker.
And he takes out a newspaper.
Granted, La Strada was a great film. Great in its use of negative imagery more than anything else. But that central cohesive core, you know, that must lead through an artist's work, leading from one to the other.
Screaming his opinions in my ear.
You understand what I'm talking about? Or like all that Juliet of the Spirits or Satyricon. I found it incredibly indulgent. You know, he really is. He's one of the most indulgent filmmakers. He really is.
Key word here
and
is
without,
indulgent.
Without getting, let's put it this way.
What are you depressed
about?
I miss my therapy. I overslept.
How can you possibly oversleep?
The alarm clock.
Do you know what a hostile gesture that is to me?
I know, because of our sexual problem, right?
Everybody online at the New Yorker has to know our rate of intercourse.
It's like Samuel Beckett.
Albie's mouth.
I admire the technique,
opened
but
wide.
It doesn't hit me on a gut level.
I'd like to hit this guy on a gut level.
Stop it, Albie.
He's spitting on my neck. You know, he spits on my neck.
The most important thing of all,
and you know something
vision.
Else? You know, you're so egocentric that if I miss my therapy, you can only think of it in terms of how it affects you.
It's Weltanschauung.
Albie points to the guy behind him.
Probably on
the
first date, right?
View
probably met by answering an ad in the New York Review of Books. 30-ish academic wishes to meet woman who's interested in Mozart, James Joyce, and sodomy. What do you mean our sexual problem? Okay. I mean, I'm comparatively normal for a guy raised in Brooklyn.
Okay, I'm very sorry. My sexual problem. Okay, my sexual problem.
The guy
huh?
in front of him turns around.
I never read that. That was Henry James, right? Novel?
You know
the sequel
is?
To Turn of the Screw?
It's the influence of television. Yeah, now, Marshall McLuhan deals with it in terms of it being a high intensity, you understand? A hot medium.
What I wouldn't give for a large sock with horse manure in it.
To us.
What do you do when you get stuck on a movie line with a guy like this behind you?
Wait a minute, why can't I give my opinion? This is a free country?
Joining in.
He can give you. Do you have to give it so loud? I mean, aren't you ashamed to pontificate like that? And the funny part of it is, Marshall McLuhan, you don't know anything about Marshall McLuhan's work.
Really? I happen to teach a class at Columbia called TV, Media, and Culture. So I think that my insights into Mr. McLuhan, well, have a great deal of validity.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Well, that's funny, because I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here. So, here.
Albie steps across the theater lobby.
Come over here a second.
Oh, I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work. You mean my whole fallacy is wrong. How you ever got to teach a course in anything is totally amazing.
Boy, if life were only like this.
The movie starts. The sorrow and the pity.
June 14th, 1940. The German army occupies Paris. All over the country, people are desperate for every available scrap of news.
In a bedroom.
Boy, those guys in the French resistance are really brave, you know? They have to listen to Maurice Chevalier sing so much.
I know. Sometimes I ask myself how I'd stand up under torture.
Reading a paperback.
You? You kidding? The Gestapo would take away your Bloomingdale's charge card and you'd tell them everything.
That movie makes me feel guilty.
Well, because it's supposed to.
He crawls across the bed towards her.
What's
the matter? It's not natural. We're sleeping in a bed together. You know, it's been a long time.
Well, it's just that, you know, I mean, I got to sing tomorrow night, so I have to rest my voice.
It's some kind of an excuse. It's, you know, you used to think that I was very sexy. When we first started going out, we had sex constantly. We're probably listed in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Well, Albie, it'll pass. It's just that I'm going through a phase, that's all. I mean, you've been married before. You know how things can get. You were very hot for Allison at first.
A woman with a clipboard wears a button that says Adelaide.
Chris Brown, which looks about 20 minutes, something like that.
Excuse me, when do I go on?
Who are you?
Albie Singer. I'm a comedian.
You're on next?
What do you mean next?
I mean, you're on right after this act.
No, it can't be, because he's a comic.
Yes.
So what are you telling me? You're putting on two comics in a row?
Why not?
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to go on after another comedian.
It's okay.
No, because they're laughing, so I'd rather not, if you
Will
don't
you
mind.
Will you relax, please? They're going to love you, I know.
I'd prefer not to, because, look, they're laughing at him, see? So what
yes.
are you telling me, that I've got? They're going to laugh at him for a couple of minutes, and I got to go out there, I got to get laughs, too? How much can they laugh? They're laughed out.
Do you feel all right?
Jesus. What's your name?
Allison?
Yeah?
How's your morning?
Porchnik?
Porchnik? Nice.
Okay. Robbie scowls and sticks out his tongue.
So, what are you telling me? You work for Stevenson all the time, or what?
No. I'm in the midst of doing my thesis.
On what?
A political commitment in 20th century literature.
You're like New York Jewish left-wing liberal intellectual, Central Park West, Brandeis University, the socialist summer camps, and the father with the Ben Shahn drawings, right? And they're really, you know, strike-oriented kind of... stop me before I make a complete imbecile of myself.
No, that was wonderful. I love being reduced to a cultural stereotype.
Right, I'm a bigot, you know, but for the left. I have to go out there.
Yes.
Say something encouraging quickly.
I think you're cute.
He adjusts his tie.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
He walks toward the stage.
I don't know why they would have me at this kind of rally, because, excuse me, I'm not essentially a political comedian at all.
Allison watches.
I, interestingly, had dated a woman in the Eisenhower administration briefly, and it was ironic to me because I was trying to do to her what Eisenhower has been doing to the country for the last 8 years.
In bed.
I'm sorry, I can't go through with this because I can't get it off my mind, Allison. It's obsessing me.
Tired of it. I need your attention.
But it doesn't make any sense. He drove past the book depository.
Standing up.
And the police said conclusively that it was an exit wound. So how is it possible for Oswald to have fired from two angles at once? It doesn't make sense.
Howdy.
I'll tell you this. He was not marksman enough to hit a moving target at that range. But if there was a second assassin, that's it.
We've been through this.
They recovered the shells from that rifle.
Okay. All right. Then what are you saying now? That everybody on the Warren Commission is in on this conspiracy, right?
Well, why not?
Yeah, Earl Warren.
Hey, honey, I don't know Earl Warren.
Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson is a politician. You know the ethics those guys have. It's like a notch underneath child molester.
Then everybody's in on the conspiracy. The FBI and the CIA and J. Edgar Hoover and oil companies and the Pentagon and the men's room attendant at the White House.
I would leave out the men's room attendant.
You're using this conspiracy theory as an excuse to avoid sex with me.
Oh, my God.
To us.
She's right. Why did I turn off Allison Porchnik? She was beautiful. She was willing. She was real, intelligent. Is it the old Groucho Marx joke that I just don't want to belong to any club that would have someone like me for a member?
At a beach house.
Ali, now don't panic, please.
I told you it's a mistake to ever bring a live thing in the house.
Lobsters crawl on the floor.
You know, maybe we should just call the police. Dial 911. It's the lobster squad.
Come on, Ali. They're only baby ones, for God's sake.
If they're only babies, then you pick them up.
Oh, all right. Here.
Don't give it to
in
me.
His face.
Don't. Look, one crawl behind the refrigerator.
Annie,
it'll turn up in our bed
wielding a lobster,
get out of here with that thing.
Corners him against the refrigerator.
Talk to him. You speak shellfish. Hey, look, put it in the pot.
I can't put it in the pot. I can't put a live thing in hot water.
What do you think we're going to do? Take it to the movies?
Here you go. Oh, good, Allie. You'll say.
Okay, it's in. Right, it's definitely in the pot. Annie, there's a big lobster behind the refrigerator. I can't get it out. This thing's heavy. Maybe if I put a little dish of butter sauce here with a nutcracker, it'll run out the other side. You know, out of instinct.
I'm gonna get my camera. Hold on.
He runs to get a broom.
If I could pry the oar up. We should have gotten steaks, because they don't have legs. They don't run around.
The broom hits the dish rack as Annie stands with a camera.
Pick this lobster up. Hold it, please.
What do you mean?
It'll make great.
You're gonna take pictures
it'll
now?
Alvy, it'll be wonderful. Right, oh, lovely.
He holds up the lobster.
Oh, God, that's
don't
disgusting.
Be one more, Alvy, please. One more thing. Oh, good.
On the beach.
So here's what I want to know. What am I your first big romance?
Oh, no. Uh-uh, no.
Really? Who was?
Oh, well, let's see. There was Dennis from Chippewa Falls High School.
Dennis, right? Local kid, probably. We meet you in front of the movie house on Saturday night.
Oh, God. You should have seen what I looked like then.
Oh, I can imagine. Probably the wife of an astronaut.
Then there was Jerry, the actor.
Long-haired with a scruffy beard.
You're such a clown.
I look pretty.
Well, yeah, you always look pretty, but that guy with you.
Acting is like an exploration of the soul. It's very religious.
Present day, Annie and Alvy watch them.
Like a kind of liberating consciousness. It's like a visual poem.
Is he kidding with that crap?
Oh, right. Right, yeah, I think I know exactly what you mean when you say religious.
You do?
Oh, come on. I mean, I was younger.
Hey, that was last year.
It's like when I think of dying. You know how I'd like to die?
No, how?
I'd like to get torn apart by wild animals.
Heavy, eaten by some squirrels.
Hey, listen, I mean, he was a terrific actor, and look at him. He's neat looking, and he was emotional. Hey, I don't think you like emotion too much.
Touch my heart with your foot.
I may throw up.
Back at the beach.
He was creepy.
Yeah. I think you're pretty lucky I came along.
Oh, really? Well, la-di-da.
La-di-da. If anyone had ever told me that I would be taking out a girl who used expressions like la-di-da.
Oh, that's right. That you really like those New York girls.
Well, no, not just, not only.
Oh, I'd say so. You married two of them.
There's Henry Drucker.
In an apartment.
He has a chair in history at Princeton. Oh, and the short man is Herschel Kaminsky. He has a chair in philosophy at Cornell.
Yeah, two more chairs. They got a dining room set.
Why are you so hostile?
Because I want to watch the Knicks on television.
Is that Paul Goodman? No. Be nice to the host because he's publishing my book. Hi, Doug. Douglas Wyeth. The foul rag and bone shop of the heart.
I'm so tired of spending evenings making fake insights with people who work for dysentery.
Commentary.
Oh, really? I'd heard that commentary and dissent had merged and formed dysentery.
No jokes. These are friends, okay?
Alfie sits by himself in a bedroom.
Here you are. There's people out there.
Please. 2 minutes ago, the Knicks are ahead 14 points, so now they're ahead 2 points.
Alfie. What is so fascinating about a group of pituitary cases trying to stuff a ball through a hoop?
What is fascinating is that it's physical. You know, it's one thing about intellectuals. They prove that you can be absolutely brilliant and have no idea what's going on. But on the other hand, the body doesn't lie, as we now know.
He pulls her onto the bed with him.
Stop acting happy.
No, it'd be great, because all those PhDs are in there, you know, like discussing modes of alienation, and we'll be in here quietly humping.
Alvy, don't. You're using sex to express hostility.
Why do you always reduce my animal urges to psychoanalytic categories? He said, as he removed her brassiere.
Pulling again at her.
Alvy, there are people out there from the New Yorker magazine. My God, what'd they think?
She goes out. Later, in bed.
Don't get upset.
Damn it, I was so close.
Jesus, last night it was a guy honking his car horn. I mean, the city can't close down. What are you going to do, have him shut down the airport, too? No more flights so we can have sex?
I'm too tense. I need a Valium. My analyst says I should live in the country and not in New York.
Well, I can't live. We can't have this discussion all the time. The country makes me nervous. You got crickets and it's quiet. There's no place to walk after dinner. And there's the screens with the dead moths behind them. And you got the Manson family, possibly. And you got Dick and Perry.
Okay. My analyst just thinks I'm too tense. Where's the goddamn Valium?
Okay, come on. It's quiet now. We can start again.
I can't. What? My head is throbbing.
Oh, you got a headache.
I have a headache.
Bad?
Oswald and ghosts. Where are you going?
I'm going to take another in a series of cold showers.
In a locker room.
Max, my server's going to send you to the showers early.
Right. So to get back to what we're discussing, the failure of the country to get behind New York City is anti-Semitism.
Max, the city is terribly run.
But I'm not discussing politics or economics. This is foreskin.
No, Max, that's a very convenient out. Every time some group disagrees with you, it's because of anti-Semitism.
Carrying tennis rackets.
The rest of the country looks upon New York like we're left-wing communist Jewish homosexual pornographers. I think of us that way sometimes, and I live here.
Max, if we lived in California, we could play outdoors every day in the sun.
Sun is bad for you. Everything our parents said was good is bad. Sun, milk, red meat, college.
On an indoor tennis court, two women wait. Alvy and Rob join them.
Oh, hi.
Ready? You know Alvy?
Oh, hi, Alvy. How are you?
This is Annie Hall.
Hi.
This is Alvy.
Who's playing with who here?
You and me against them?
Oh, that's not fair.
Annie and Rob cross to the far side of the net. Janet, backhand. Bob, forehand. Alvy, forehand. Annie, backhand. Later, Alvy packs his gym bag.
Hi.
Annie, wearing a tie and black vest.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Annie smiles at him.
Well, bye.
She backs toward the door.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you. Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
She starts for the door again.
You want a lift?
Oh, why? You got a car?
No, I was going to take a cab.
Oh, no, I have a car.
You have a car? So, I don't understand. If you have a car, so then why did you say... Do you have a car? Like you wanted a lift?
I don't know. I wasn't. It's. I got this VW out there. What a jerk! Yeah. Would you like a lift?
Sure. Which way are you going?
Me? Downtown.
I'm going uptown.
Oh well, you know I'm going uptown too.
No, wait a minute. You just said you were going downtown.
Yeah, well, but I can... Oh.
I'm sorry.
I can go uptown, too. I live uptown, but what the hell? I mean, it'd be nice having company, you know? I mean, I hate driving alone.
In a Beetle convertible.
So how long do you know Janet? Where do you know her from?
Oh, I'm in her acting class.
Oh, you're an actress.
Well, I do commercial sort of.
Dodging an oncoming pickup.
Yeah. Wait, you're not from New York, right?
Chippewa Falls.
Right. Where?
Wisconsin.
You're driving a tad rapidly.
Yeah, don't worry, I'm a very good driver. So listen, hey, you want some gum anyway?
No, thanks.
Well, hey, where
don't
is it?
Would you watch the road?
Oh,
I'll get it.
As a big truck cuts in front of them.
I'll get your piece.
Yeah, so listen, you drive?
Do I drive? No, I got a problem with driving.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I got a license, but I have too much hostility.
Oh, right. That's...
Weaving sideways.
Nice car. You keep it nice. Can I ask you, is this a sandwich?
The car turns onto a quiet side street.
I live over here. Oh, my God, look, there's a parking space.
Angling into it. They get out.
That's okay. We can walk to the curb from here. It's fine. You want your tennis stuff?
Huh?
You want your key?
Yeah, that's good. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
Well. Thank you.
They shake hands.
You're a wonderful tennis player.
Oh.
You're the worst driver I've ever seen in my life. That's the any place, the worst. Europe, you know, any place. Asia.
Yeah.
And I love what you're wearing.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, well, it's, this tie is a present from Grammy Hall.
Who? Grammy Hall?
Yeah, my Grammy.
Would you grow up in a Norman Rockwell painting?
Yeah, I know.
Your Grammy?
I know, it's pretty silly, isn't it?
She says, my Grammy never gave gifts, you know? She was too busy getting raped by Cossacks. Well, thank you again.
Oh, yeah. Listen, you want to come upstairs and have a glass of wine or something? I mean, you don't have to. You're probably late and everything.
No, that'll be fine. I won't mind. Sure.
Yeah, sure.
No, I got time. Sure. I got nothing. Nothing to my analyst appointment.
You see an analyst?
Yeah, just for 15 years.
15 years?
Yeah. I'm going to give him one more year and then I'm going to Lourdes.
15? Nah, come on. Really?
Inside.
Sylvia Plath.
Grabbing a book.
Interesting poetess whose tragic suicide was misinterpreted as romantic by the college girl mentality.
Sorry.
Tossing the book.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, some of her poems seem neat.
Neat?
Neat, yeah.
Hey, I hate to tell you, this is 1975. You know, the neat went out, I would say, at the turn of the century. who are those photos on the wall?
That's my dad. That's father. And that's my brother, Dwayne.
Dwayne?
Yeah, right, Dwayne. And over there is Grammy Hall. And that's Sadie.
And who's Sadie?
Sadie? Oh, well, Sadie. Sadie met Grammy through Grammy's brother, George. George was real sweet, you know. He had that thing, what is that thing where you fall asleep in the middle of a sentence, you know, what is it?
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy, right. So anyway, so
George went to the union, you see, to get his free turkey because the union always gave George this free turkey.
Twirling a finger aside her ear.
Shell shocked, you know what I mean, in the First World War? Anyway, so George is standing in line.
Grabbing a wine bottle.
Getting his free turkey. But the thing is that he falls asleep and he never wakes up. So he's dead.
Smiling.
He's dead. Yeah. Oh, dear.
Opening the screw cap on the wine.
Terrible, huh? Wouldn't you say? I mean, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, it's a great story, though. I mean, I really made my day. Hey, I think I should get out of here, you know, because I think
really?
I'm imposing, you know, and...
Oh, well, maybe,
You know, I...
Well, I mean, you don't have to.
They go out to the terrace.
No, I know, but you know, I'm all perspired and everything.
Well, didn't you take a shower at the club?
I mean, no, because I never shower in a public place.
Why not?
Because I don't like to get naked in front of another man, you know?
Oh, I see.
You know, I don't like to show my body to a man of my gender.
Yeah, I see, I guess.
You never know what's going to happen.
15 years, huh?
15 years, yeah. That's...
Oh.
God bless.
They each take a sip of wine.
Well, you're what Grammy Hall would call a real Jew.
He looks up, his lips buttoned shut.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, you know, she hates Jews. She thinks that they just make money. But let me tell you, I mean, she's the one. And is she ever? I'm telling you.
She smiles and takes a sip. Avi punctuates his frown with a quick smile.
So, did you do those photographs in there or what?
Yeah, I sort of dabble around, you know.
They're wonderful. You know, they have a quality.
Well, I would like to take a serious photography course.
Photography is interesting because, you know, it's a new art form and a set of aesthetic criteria have not emerged yet.
Aesthetic criteria? You mean whether it's a good photo or not?
The medium enters in as a condition of the art form itself.
Well, to me, I mean, it's all instinctive, you know? I mean, I just try to feel it, you know? I try to get a sense of it and not think about it so much.
Still, you need a set of aesthetic guidelines to put it in social perspective.
Making hand gestures, then looking down at the floor.
I don't know. I mean, I guess you must be sort of late, huh?
You know what? Got to get there and begin whining soon, otherwise. Hey, are you busy Friday night?
Me? Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I have something. What about Saturday night?
Oh. Nothing. No.
You're very popular, I can see.
I know.
Boy, what do you have? You have plague?
Well, I meet a lot of jerks, you know?
Do you? I meet a lot of jerks, too. I think that's a...
But I'm thinking about getting some cats, you know, and then... Oh, wait a second. Oh, no. I mean, oh, shoot. No, Saturday night, I'm gonna sing. Yeah.
You're gonna sing? Do you sing?
Yeah. Well,
no kidding.
This is my first time.
Oh, you know, really? Where? Yeah. Well, I'd like to come.
Oh no!
I'm interested.
No. I mean, I'm auditioning sort of at this club. I don't.
No,
it's
so
my first time.
That's okay, because I know exactly what that's like. Listen, you're gonna like nightclubs. They're really a lot of fun.
At the club, Annie stands on a small stage under a purple light.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found this somebody who...
A party of four is seated in front of the stage.
Could make me be true. Be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Later, Annie and Alvy hurry down the sidewalk.
I was awful. I'm so ashamed. I can't think.
Oh, listen, so the audience was a tad restless.
What do you mean a tad restless? Oh, my God. I mean, they hated me.
No, they didn't. You have a wonderful voice.
No, I'm going to quit.
I'm not going to let you. You have a great voice.
Really? Do you think so? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's terrific.
Yeah, you know something? I never even took a lesson either.
Hey, listen.
What?
Give me a kiss.
Really?
Yeah, why not? Because we're just going to go home later, right? And there's going to be all that tension, you know, we never kissed before, and I'll never know when to make the right move or anything. So we'll kiss now, we'll get it over with, and then we'll go eat, okay?
Oh.
We'll digest our food better.
Okay.
Okay? So yeah. Now we can digest our food, okay?
In a deli restaurant.
I'm going to have corned beef.
Yeah, oh, and I'm going to have pastrami on white bread with mayonnaise and tomatoes and lettuce.
Alvy tilts his head.
So, your second wife left you, and were you depressed about that?
Nothing that a few megavitamins couldn't cure. You know.
Oh. And your first wife, Allison?
She was nice, but, you know, that was my fault. I was too crazy.
In bed.
That was so nice. That was nice.
As Balzac said, there goes another novel. You were great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm wrecked.
You're wrecked.
I mean it. I will never play the piano again.
I don't know. You really thought it was good?
Good, yes.
No.
No, that was the most fun I've ever had without laughing.
Here, you want some?
No, I don't use any major hallucinogenics because I took a puff about 5 years ago at a party.
Yeah?
I tried to take my pants off over my head. Not one of your...
Well, I don't know. I don't do it very often. You know, it just sort of relaxes me.
You're not going to believe this, but...
What?
In a bookstore, Alfie picks up a couple of books and approaches Annie.
I'm going to buy you these books, I think, because I think you should read them, you know, instead of that cat book.
That's pretty serious stuff there.
Yeah, because I'm obsessed with death, I think. It's a big subject with me, yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a very pessimistic view of life. You should know this about me if we're going to go out. You know, I feel that life is divided up into the horrible and the miserable. Mm-hmm. Those are the two categories, you know. The horrible would be like, I don't know, terminal cases, you know, and blind people and crippled. Yeah. I don't know how they get through life. It's amazing to me, you know. And the miserable is everyone else. So when you go through life, you should be thankful that you're miserable. Because you're very lucky to be miserable.
Later, Annie and Alvy sit on a park bench.
Look at that guy. There's Mr. Within the Pink, Mr. Miami Beach there, you know? He's just come back from the gin rummy finals. I think he's placed third. Yeah. Look at these guys. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah. They're back from Fire Island. They're sort of giving it a chance.
Italian, right?
Him?
Does he look like...
Yeah, he's the mafia. Linen supply business or cement and contracting, right. I think.
Oh, gee. Just had my mustache waxed.
Well, there's the winner of the Truman Capote lookalike contest.
That evening.
You are extremely sexy, unbelievably sexy. Yes, you are. Because you know what you are? You're polymorphously perverse.
They walk along the East River.
What does that mean? I don't know what that is.
You're exceptional in bed because you get pleasure in every part of your body when I touch it. You know what I mean? Like the tip of your nose, and if I stroke your teeth or your kneecaps, you suddenly get excited.
No. You know what? You know, I like you. I really do like you.
Yeah, do you love me? That's a key question.
Yeah.
I know you've only known me a short while.
Well, I think that's sort of... Yeah. Do you love me?
Love is too weak a word for... Yeah. I love you. You know, I loathe you. I love you.
No.
With two Fs, yes. I have to invent... Yeah, of course I...
Yeah.
Don't you think I do?
I don't know.
They kiss. In Alvy's apartment.
What do you mean? You're not going to give up your own apartment, are you?
Of course.
Yeah, but why?
Well, I'm in that movie with you. That's why.
Yeah, but you got a nice apartment.
I have a tiny apartment.
I know it's small.
That's right. It's got bad plumbing and bugs.
All right, granted, it has bad plumbing and bugs, but you say that like it's a negative thing.
Carrying boxes.
You know, bugs are entomology is a rapidly growing field.
You don't want me to live with you.
How I don't want you to live with me. Whose idea was it?
Mine.
Yeah. It was yours, actually, but I approved it immediately.
I guess you think that I talked you into something, huh?
No, we live together, we sleep together, we eat together. Jesus, you don't want it to be like we're married, do you?
How is it any different?
It's different because you keep your own apartment. Because, you know, it's there. We don't have to go to it, we don't have to deal with it, but it's like a free-floating life raft that we know that we're not married.
That little apartment is $400 a month, Alvy.
That place is $400 a month?
Yes, it is.
It's got bad plumbing and bugs. Jesus.
My accountant will write off as a tax deduction. I'll pay for it.
You don't think I'm smart enough to be serious about?
Hey, don't be ridiculous.
Then why are you always pushing me to take those college courses like I was dumb or something?
Because adult education's a wonderful thing. You meet a lot of interesting professors. You know, it's stimulating.
They drive by the seaside. To the beach house. They sit on a bed reading.
Does this sound like a good course? Modern American poetry? Or, let's see now, maybe I should take Introduction to the Novel.
Just don't take any course where they make you read Beowulf.
What? Hey, listen, what do you think? You think we should go to that party in Southampton?
No, don't be silly. What do we need other people for?
Putting his arms around her.
We should just turn out the lights, you know, and play hide the salam or something.
Well, listen, I'm going to get a cigarette, okay?
Getting up.
Grass, right? The illusion that it will make a white woman more like Billie Holiday.
Well, have you ever made love high?
Me? No. I if I have grass or alcohol or anything, I get unbearably wonderful. I get too wonderful for words. You know? I don't know why you have to get high every time we make love.
Well, it relaxes me.
Oh, you have to be artificially relaxed before we can go to bed?
Well, what's the difference anyway?
Well, I'll give you a shot of sodium pentothal. You can sleep through it.
Oh, come on. Look who's talking. You've been seeing a psychiatrist for 15 years.
Back in bed.
You should smoke some of this. You'd be off the couch in no time.
Oh, come on. You don't need that.
What are you doing? No. Albie,
what you can
please.
Once, you can live with that Albie. Once.
Grabbing it away from her.
Wait, I got a great idea.
Getting up.
Hang in there for a second. I got a little artifact, a little erotic artifact that I've brought up from the city, which I think is going to be perfect.
Placing a red light bulb on the lamp.
A little old New Orleans essence. Now we can go about our business here and even develop photographs if we want to.
He strips off his pants and leaps back into bed. They embrace.
Hey, is something wrong?
No, why?
I don't know. It's like you're moved.
No, I'm fine.
Now two Annies. One stays in bed, the other gets up.
No. You seem sort of distant.
Let's just do it, all right?
Was it my imagination, or you're just going through the motions?
From the out-of-bed Annie.
Alvy, do you remember where I put my drawing pad? Because while you two are doing that, I think I'm going to do some drawing.
You see, that's what I call removed.
Pointing at the other Annie.
Well, you have my body.
Yeah, but that's how I want the whole thing.
Well, I need grass. It's
Well, it ruins it for me if you have grass because, you know, I'm like a comedian. Mm-hmm. So if I get a laugh from a person who's high, it doesn't count, you know, because they're always laughing.
Are you always funny?
Hey, what is this, an interview? We're supposed to be making love.
In an office.
This guy is naturally funny. I think he can write for you.
Yeah.
To Alvy.
Hey, kid, he tells me you're really good. Well, let me explain a little bit of how I work. You know, you can tell right off the bat that I don't look like a funny guy when, like some of the guys that come out. You know, right away, they're going to tell you their stories. You're going to fall down. But I got to be really talented. Material's got to be sensational for me because I work, you know, with very, very, kind of, I'm kind of classy. You know what I mean? Let me explain. For instance, I open an opening song. The music will start like, bum, da, dun, da, 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 and I walk up, bum, bum, the place looks wonderful from here. And you folks look wonderful from here. And seeing you there with a smile on your face makes me shout, this must be the place. I stop right in the middle, and then I open with some jokes. Now, that's where I need you right there. For instance, like I say, hey, I just got back from Canada. You know, they speak a lot of French up there. The only way to remember is Jeanne d'Arc. Means the light's out in the bathroom. I met a big lumberjack.
Jesus, this guy's pathetic.
Forcing a smile.
Mincing around? Boy, he thinks he's real cute. Do you want to throw up? If only I had the nerve to do my own jokes. I don't know how much longer I can keep this smile frozen on my face. I'm in the wrong business, I know it.
But, chérie, what will I do with this, eh? He says, oh, Marie, sometime you make me so mad. Oh, they scream at that. Now, write me something like that, will you? Kind of a French number, can you do it?
In a packed auditorium. Alvy stands on the stage under a spotlight.
Where am I? I have to reorient myself because this is University of Wisconsin, right? Because I'm always tense and when I'm playing at college, I have a very bad history with colleges. And I went to New York University, and I was thrown out of NYU my freshman year for cheating on my metaphysics final. You know, I looked within the soul of the boy sitting next to me.
found them out there. And when I was thrown out, my mother, who's an emotionally high-strung woman, locked herself in the bathroom and took an overdose of Mahjong tiles. You know, just jammed them down. And I was depressed. I found out I was in analysis. I was suicidal, as a matter of fact, and would have killed myself, but I was in analysis with a strict Freudian. And if you kill yourself, they make you pay for the sessions you miss.
After the show.
Alvy, you were just great. I'm not kidding. It was, you were so funny.
College audiences are wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And you know something? I think that I'm starting to get more of the references, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, the 12 o'clock show is completely different than 9.
Oh.
Yes, for sure.
I'm really looking forward to tomorrow. I mean, you know, I think it'll be really nice. You'll meet mother and father.
Yeah, I know. They hate me immediately. No.
No, I don't think they're going to hate you at all. Contrary.
Yeah.
I think it's Easter, you know, we'll have a nice dinner, we'll sit down and eat. I think they're going to really like you.
In their house. At the dinner table. Alvy eats and looks around nervously.
It's a nice ham this year, Mom.
Says Annie's mother.
Oh, yeah. Grammy always does such a good job.
Great sauce.
Says Dad.
It is. It's dynamite ham.
Grammy glares at him. Alvy again looks back and forth.
We went over to the swap meet. Annie, Graham, and I.
Grammy looks again at Alvy.
Got some nice picture frames.
Now in a big black hat.
We really had a good time.
And a long, scraggly beard.
Ann tells us that you've been seeing a psychiatrist for 15 years.
Back to his regular appearance.
Yes, I'm making excellent progress. Pretty soon when I lie down on his couch, I won't have to wear the lobster bib.
Grammy scowls at him.
Dwayne and I went out to the boat basin.
We were caulking hulls all day.
And Randolph Hunt was drunk, as usual.
Oh, that Randolph Hunt. You remember Randy Hunt, Annie? He was in the choir with you.
Oh, yes.
Speaking to us.
I can't believe this family. Annie's mother is really beautiful. And they're talking swap meets and boat basins. And the old lady at the end of the table is a classic Jew hater. And they really look American, you know, very healthy. Like they never get sick or anything. Nothing like my family. You know, the two are like oil and water.
On the right, Alvy's family.
Who needs his business?
His wife has diabetes.
Diabetes? Jack Adams, is that an excuse, diabetes? Let me tell you.
A man is 50 years old.
On the left, dinner with the Hall family.
Oh, yes, that's right.
What are you talking about? You know what you're talking about.
Sure, defend him.
Oh, you remember her, Annie?
Yeah, I do.
We're in 4-H.
Mom Moscow. He had a coronary.
You don't say.
How do you plan to spend the holidays, Mrs. Singer?
We fast.
Fast?
You know, no food. You have to atone for our sins.
What sins? I don't understand.
Tell you the truth, neither do we.
Later.
Alvy.
Hi, Dwayne. How's it going?
Walking into Dwayne's bedroom.
This is my room.
Oh, yeah? It's terrific.
Can I confess something?
Alvy sits down.
I tell you this because, as an artist, I think you'll understand. Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me. Fast, I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline.
Right. Well, I have to go now, Dwayne, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Later.
Don't let it be so long now.
No.
And look up Uncle Brilly, okay. Promise.
Oh, he is adorable.
Yeah. Do you think so, really?
We're going to take them to the airport.
Now. No, Dwayne can. I haven't finished my drink.
Yes, Dwayne is. I'll be right. I just a second. I have to get the...
And his parents kiss. Dwayne, Annie, and Alvy packed into Dwayne's car. Alvy's face droops in despair. Back in the city, Annie and Alvy walk down the sidewalk.
You followed me. I can't believe it.
I didn't follow you.
You followed me.
Why? Because I was walking along a block behind you, staring at you? That's not following.
Well, what is your definition of following?
Following is different.
I was spying.
Do you realize how paranoid you are?
Paranoid? I'm looking at you. You got your arms around another guy.
That is the worst kind of paranoid.
Jesus. I didn't start out spying. I thought I'd surprise you, pick you up after school.
Yeah, well, you wanted to keep the relationship flexible. Remember, it's your phrase.
But you're having an affair with your college professor, that jerk that teaches that incredible crap course, Contemporary Crisis in Western Man.
Existential motifs in Russian literature. You're really close.
What's the difference? It's all mental masturbation.
Oh, well, now we're finally getting to a subject you know something about.
Hey, don't knock masturbation. It's sex with someone I love.
We're not having an affair. He's married. He just happens to think I'm neat.
Neat. There's that. What are you, 12 years old? That's one of your Chippewa Falls expressions.
Who cares? Who cares?
Next thing you know, we'll find you keen and peachy, you know? Next thing you know, he's got his hand on your ass.
You've always had hostility towards David ever since I mentioned him.
David? You call your teacher David?
It's his name.
Well, listen, I said it's a biblical name, right? What does he call you, Bathsheba?
Alvy. Alvy, you're the one who never wanted to make a real commitment.
Inside.
You don't think I'm smart enough. We had that argument just last month, but don't you remember that day?
Alvy washes dishes.
I'm home.
Oh, yeah? How'd it go?
Oh, it was really weird, but she's a very nice woman.
Putting down the groceries.
And I didn't have to lie down on the couch, Alvy. She had me sitting up. So I told her about the family and about my feelings towards men and about my relationship with my brother. And then she mentioned penis envy. Do you know about that?
Me? I'm one of the few males who suffers from that. So you know, go on. I'm interested.
Well, she said that I was very guilty about my impulses towards marriage and children. Mm-hmm. And then I remembered when I was a kid how I accidentally saw my parents making love.
Really? All this happened the first hour?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I've been going for 15 years. I don't have nothing like that.
I told her my dream, and then I cried.
You cried? I have never once cried. That's fantastic to me. I whine. I sit my
Well, anyway, Alvy, in my dream, Frank Sinatra is holding this pillow across my face, and I can't breathe.
Sinatra?
Yeah, and it's strangling me, and
kidding. It's just... Well, sure, because he's a singer and you're a singer, you know, so it's perfect. So you're trying to suffocate yourself. It makes perfect sense. It's a perfect analytic kind of insight.
She said your name was Alvy Singer.
What do you mean? Me?
Well, yeah, you, because in the dream, I break Sinatra's glasses.
Sinatra had glasses? You never said Sinatra had glasses. What are you saying, that I'm suffocating you?
Oh, and God, Alvy, I did this really terrible thing to him, because then when he sang, it was in this real high-pitched voice.
So, what did the doctor say?
Well, she said that I should probably come 5 times a week. And you know something? I don't think I mind analysis at all. The only question is will it change my wife?
Will it change your wife?
Will it change my life?
Yeah, but you said, will it change my wife?
No, I didn't. I said, will it change my life, Alvy?
You said, will it change... Wife. You said,
life.
Will it
change...
To us.
Life.
You said, will it change my wife? You heard that because you were there, so I'm not crazy.
And Alvy, and then I told her about how I didn't think you'd ever really take me seriously because you don't think that I'm smart enough.
Why do you always bring that up? Because I encourage you to take adult education courses? I think it's a wonderful thing. You meet wonderful, interesting professors.
Outside.
Adult education is such junk. The professors are so phony. How can you do it?
I don't care what you say about David. He's a perfectly fine teacher.
David,
and what are you doing following me around for anyway?
I'm following you and David.
Call this relationship quit.
That's fine. That's
she gets
fine.
Into a
that's
cab,
great.
Which drives off.
I don't know what I did wrong. I mean, I can't believe this. Somewhere she cooled off to me. Is it something that I did?
A pedestrian.
Never something you do. That's how people are. Love fades.
Love fades. God, that's a depressing thought.
To an oncoming man.
I have to ask you a question. Don't go any further. With your wife in bed, does she need some kind of artificial stimulation like marijuana?
We use a large vibrating egg.
The man walks off.
Large vibrating egg. Well, I ask a psychopath, I get that kind of an answer. Jesus, here, you look like a very happy couple. Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? So how do you account for it?
I'm very shallow and empty, and I have no ideas and nothing interesting to say.
And I'm exactly the same way.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. So you've managed to work out something, huh?
Right.
Oh, well, thanks very much for talking to me.
They smile and continue along.
You know, even as a kid, I always went for the wrong women. I think that's my problem. When my mother took me to see Snow White...
Talking to a mounted policeman's horse.
I immediately fell for the Wicked Queen.
Alfie appears in the cartoon.
We never have any fun anymore.
How can you say that?
Why not? You're always leaning on me to improve myself.
You're just upset. You must be getting your period.
I don't get a period. I'm a cartoon character. Can't I be upset once in a while?
Max, will you forget about Annie? I know lots of women you can date.
I don't want to go out with any other women.
Max, I have got a girl for you. You are going to love her. She's a reporter for Rolling Stone.
Out of the cartoon.
I think there are more people here to see the Maharishi than there were to see the Dylan concert.
She and Alvy walk down a crowded corridor.
I covered the Dylan concert, which gave me chills. Especially when he's saying, she takes just like a woman, and she makes love just like a woman. Yes, she does. And she aches just like a woman, but she breaks just like a little girl.
A security guard holds back the crowd.
Up to that, I guess the most charismatic event I covered was Mick's birthday when the Stones played Madison Square Garden.
This is great.
You catch Dylan?
Me, no. I couldn't make it that. My raccoon had hepatitis.
You have a raccoon?
Few.
The only word for this is transplendent. It's transplendent.
I can think of another word.
He's God. This man is God. He's got millions of followers who would crawl all the way across the world just to touch the hem of his garment.
Yeah, it must be a tremendous hem.
I'm a Rosicrucian myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
I can't get with any religion that advertises in Popular Mechanics. Look, there's God coming out of the men's room.
The Maharishi.
It's unbelievably transplendent. I was at the Stones concert in Altamont when they killed that guy, remember?
Yeah, were you? I was at an Alice Cooper thing where six people were rushed to the hospital with bad vibes.
In bed.
I hope you don't mind that I took so long to finish.
Albie puts his glasses back on.
Don't be silly. You know, I'm starting to get some feeling back in my jaw now.
Massaging himself around the mouth.
Sex with you is really a Kafkaesque experience.
Oh. Thank you.
I mean that as a compliment.
I think there's too much burden placed on the orgasm, you know, to make up for empty areas in life.
Who said that?
I don't know. I think it may have been Leopold and Loeb. Hello? Oh, hi. No. What's the matter? What's you sound terrible. No, what? Sure, I. What kind of emergency? No, well, stay there. I'll come over right now. I'll come over right now. Just stay there. I'll come right over. What's me?
Oh, so...
are you okay? What's the matter? Are you all right? What?
There's a spider in the bathroom.
What?
There's a big black spider in the bathroom.
That's what you got me here for at 3 o'clock in the morning because there's a spider in the bathroom?
Oh, my God. You know how I'm about insects. I can't sleep with the live thing crawling around in the bathroom.
Kill it. For God, what's wrong with you? Don't you have a can of Raid in the house?
No.
I told you 1,000 times you should always keep a lot of insect spray. You never know who's going to crawl over.
I know. And a first aid kit and a fire extinguisher.
All right, give me a magazine because I'm a little tired. You know, you joke with them about me, you make fun of me, but I'm prepared for anything, an emergency, a tidal wave, an earthquake. Hey, what is this?
Picking up a booklet.
Did you go to a rock concert?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, really? Really? How'd you like it? Was it heavy? Did it achieve total heaviosity, or was it...
It was just great.
I got a wonderful idea. Why don't you get the guy that took you to the rock concert, we'll call him, and he can come over and kill the spider. You know,
I called you. You want to help me or not, huh?
What is this? Since when do you read the National Review? What are you turning into?
Well, I like to try to get all points of view.
Well, wonderful. Then why don't you get William F. Buckley to kill the spider?
Alvy, you're a little hostile. You know that? Not only that, you look thin and tired.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You got me out of bed. I ran over here. I couldn't get a taxi cab. You said it was an emergency. I ran up the stairs. Look, I was a lot more attractive when the evening began. Are you going with a right-wing rock and roll star?
Would you like a glass of chocolate milk?
Hey, what am I, your son? What do you mean? I came over for a...
I got the good chocolate.
Yeah, where's the spider?
It's in the bathroom.
Is it in the bathroom? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, don't squish it. And after it's dead, flush it down the toilet, okay? And flush it a couple of times.
Darling, I've been killing spiders since I was 30, okay?
And he waits as Alvy heads for the bathroom. And he's back.
Very big spider.
Yeah?
A lot of trouble. There's two of them.
Two?
Yep. I didn't think it was that big, but it's a major spider. You got a broom or something with
it's at your house. I think I left it there. I'm sorry.
Let me have this.
Oh, what are you
grabbing
doing?
A tennis racket.
Honey, there's a spider in your bathroom the size of a Buick.
Okay.
In the bathroom. He looks at the shelf over the sink.
Hey. What is this? You got black soap?
It's for my complexion.
What are you joining a minstrel show?
He swats at the shower curtain. The curtain collapses.
Don't worry.
He emerges from the bathroom, goes into Annie's bedroom.
I did it. I killed them both. What's the matter? What are you sad about? What do you want me to do? Capture them and rehabilitate them?
Oh, don't go, okay, please.
What do you mean, don't go? What's the matter? What are you expecting, termites?
He sits down next to her.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I miss you.
Oh, Jesus, really? Oh,
putting his arm around her.
Oh. Alvie?
What?
Was there somebody in your room when I called you?
What do you mean?
I mean, was there another... I thought I heard a voice.
No, I had the radio on.
Yeah?
I'm sorry, there was a television set. I was watching,
In bed together.
Alvie, let's never break up again. I don't want to be apart.
I know. I think we're both much too mature for something like that.
Living together hasn't been so bad, has it?
No, for me, it's been terrific, you know? Better than either one of my marriages, you know, because there's just something different about you. I don't know why it is, but it's great.
You know, I think that if you let me, maybe I could help you have more fun, you know? I mean, I know it's hard. Alvie, what if we go away this weekend?
Why don't we get Rob and the three of us would drive into Brooklyn, you know, we show you the old neighborhood.
Okay.
That'd be fun for you.
I love it.
In the car.
Kelsey, my God, it's
a great
day.
Watch the road. You're gonna total the whole car.
Hey, you know, I never even been to Brooklyn before.
I can't wait to see the old neighborhood.
Yeah, the neighborhood's gonna be great.
We could show her the schoolyard.
Right, I was a great athlete. Tell her, Max, I was the best. I was all schoolyard.
Yes, I remember. He was all schoolyard. They threw him a football once. He tried to dribble it.
Yeah, well, I used to lose my glasses a lot.
They walk up to the roller coaster.
That's my old house. That's where I used to live.
Holy.
You're lucky, Max. Where I used to live is now a pornographic equipment store.
Max, I had some very good memories there.
What kind of good memories, Max? Your mother and father fighting all the time.
Yeah, and always over the most ridiculous things.
You fired the cleaning woman?
She was stealing.
But she's colored.
So
the colored have enough trouble.
She was going through my pocketbook.
They're persecuted enough.
Who's persecuting? She stole.
Annie, Alvie, and Rob, watch.
Oh, we can afford it.
How can we afford it? On your pay? What if she steals more?
She's a colored woman from Harlem. She has no money. She's got a right to steal from us. After all, who is she going to steal from if not us?
You're both crazy.
I can't hear you, Max.
Leo, I married a fool.
Hey, Max, what's that?
Pointing into a suddenly crowded room.
That's the welcome home party, 1945, for my cousin Herbie.
The house shakes from the roller coaster.
There's that over there, that's Joey Nichols. He was my father's friend. He was always bothering me when I was a kid.
Joey Nichols. See? Nichols.
Slapping a nickel onto his forehead.
Nichols. You can always remember my name. Just think of Joey 5 cents. That's me.
Pinching the cheek
Joey
of young Alvie,
five
who
cents.
Walks away from him.
What an asshole.
The one who killed me the most was my mother's sister, Tessie.
I was always the sister with good common sense. But Tessie was always the one with personality.
A frumpy old lady.
When she was younger, they all wanted to marry Tessie.
Can you believe that, Max? Tessie Moskowitz had the personality. She's the life of the ghetto, no doubt.
She was once a great beauty.
Tessie, they say you were the sister with personality.
I was a great beauty.
How did this personality come about?
I was very charming.
There were many men interested in you?
Oh, I was quite a lively dancer.
She demonstrates.
It's very hard to believe.
On the sidewalk.
Well, I had a really good day. You know that? It was just a real fine way to spend my birthday.
Ah, well, your birthday's not till tomorrow, honey.
It's real close.
Yeah, but no presents till midnight.
In the apartment, she unwraps a box.
Happy birthday.
What is this?
A negligee.
Is this a present? Are you kidding?
Why don't you try it on?
Yeah, I don't. This is more like a present for you. Yeah,
10 years
buddy.
To our sex life.
Uh-huh, yeah. Nice. Forget it.
Here's a real present.
Handing her a smaller box.
Yeah? What is this, anyway?
Check it out.
Let me see. Oh, okay. Oh!
A wristwatch.
God! Oh, you knew I wanted this. God, it's terrific. God.
Right. Just put on the watch and the pen and that thing. And
Oh, God.
They kiss. At a nightclub, Annie stands in front of a microphone.
Seems like old times having you to walk with. Seems like old times having you to walk with, and it's still a thrill just to have my arms around you. Still the thrill that it was the day
sensational. I mean, you know, I told you that if you stuck to it, you would be great, and you know, you were sensational.
Yeah, well, Albie, I mean, they were just a terrific audience. I mean, you know, it makes it really easy for
a man
me.
Walks up to their table with his entourage.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Tony Lacey.
Well, hi.
We just wanted to stop by and say that we really enjoyed your set. Very musical.
Oh,
I liked it a lot.
Oh, that's really nice. Gosh, thanks a lot.
Are you recording? Are you with any label now?
Me? No, not at all.
Oh, well, I'd like to talk to you about that sometime if you get a chance.
Alvy looks on, nods his head sarcastically.
Well, hey, that's nice. Listen, this is Alvy Singer. Do you know Alvy?
I don't know, but I know you work. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you very much.
They shake hands.
This is Sean and Bob.
Hi, Sean.
Bob and Petronia.
Hi, Bob.
We're going back to the Pierre. We're staying at the Pierre, and we're going to meet Jack and Angelica and have a drink there. And if you'd like to come, we'd love to have you. And we can just sit and talk, nothing. Not a big deal. It's just relax, just be very mellow.
Annie turns to Alfie.
Remember we had that thing?
What thing?
Don't you remember we discussed that thing that we
thing?
Were...
Maybe,
yes, we had it.
Oh, the thing! Yeah.
Oh, well, if it's inconvenient, then if you can't do it now, that's fine, too. We'll do it another time. Ooh. Maybe if you're on the coast, we'll get together and we'll meet there.
Oh,
it was a wonderful set.
Oh, gosh.
I really enjoyed it. Nice to meet you. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.
They leave.
Bye.
What's the matter? What, you want to go to that party?
I don't know. I thought it might be kind of fun. You know, I mean, it would be nice to meet some new people.
I'm just not, you know, I don't think I could take a mellow eve because I don't respond well to mellow. You know, I mean, I have a tendency to, if I get too mellow, I ripen and then rot, you know, and it's not good for my...
All right. So you don't want to go to the party, so what do you want to do?
A black and white movie.
In Pariser
Plutokraten. Subtitles.
Wollten
The Jewish warmongers tried to flee with their gold. Annie and Alfie, each with their psychiatrist.
Really having a good time.
We never have any laughs anymore is the problem.
I've been moody and dissatisfied.
How often do you sleep together?
Do you have sex often?
Hardly ever, maybe 3 times a week.
Constantly, I'd say 3 times a week. Like the other night, Alfie wanted to have sex.
She would not sleep with me the other night, you know? It's just...
And I don't know, I mean, 6 months ago, I would have done it. I would have done it, just
incredible.
To please it.
I tried everything, you know? I put on soft music and my red light bulb and...
But the thing is, I mean, since our discussion's here, I feel I have a right to my own feelings.
What's really,
I think you would have been happy because I really asserted myself.
The incredible thing about it is I'm paying for her analysis and she's making progress and I'm getting screwed.
I don't know, though. I mean, I feel so guilty because Alvy is paying for it. So, you know, so I do feel guilty if I don't go to bed with him. But if I do go to bed with him, it's like I'm going against my own feelings.
She's making progress, and I'm not making any progress.
I don't know. I can't win.
Then her progress is killing my progress.
Sometimes I think I should just live with a woman.
Later.
Wow, I don't believe it. You mean to tell me you guys have never snorted coke?
Well, I always wanted to try, you know, but Alvy, he's very down on it.
Don't put it on me. I don't want to put a wad of white powder in my nose. The nasal membrane.
You never want to try anything new, Alvy.
How can you say that? I said that you and a girl from your acting class should sleep together in a threesome.
That's sick.
Yeah, I know it's sick, but it's new. You know, you didn't say it couldn't be sick.
Come on, Alvy. Do your body a favor. Try it. Come on.
You know, I'm sure it's a lot of fun because the Incas did it, you know, and there were a million laughs.
Alvy, come on, for your own experience. I mean, you want to write?
It's
why not?
Great stuff, Alvy. A friend of mine just brought it in from California.
Oh, you know something? I didn't tell you. We're going to California next week.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's really
I
think it'll be... As you know.
Yeah.
On my agent's advice, I sold out and I'm going to do an appearance on a TV show.
No,
it's the worst.
No, that's not at all. Alvy's giving an award on television. Jeez, you act like you're violating a moral issue here.
It's so phony, and we have to leave New York during Christmas week, which really kills
Alvy,
me. You know?
Listen, while you're in California, could you possibly score some coke for me?
Sure, I'd be glad to. I'll just put it in a hollow heel that I have on my boot.
Alvy picks up a small, ornately decorated box.
That's about $2,000 an ounce.
God.
Really? And what is the ticket?
Dipping his finger in it and sticking it up his nose.
A
big cloud of dust in the man's face. On a street lined with palm trees.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
I've never been so relaxed as I have been since I moved out here, Max. I want you to see my house. I live right next to Hugh Hefner's house, Max. Let's me use the jacuzzi. And the women, Max, they're like the women in Playboy magazine, only they can move their arms and legs.
You know, I can't get over that this is really Beverly Hills.
The architecture's really consistent, isn't it? There's French next to Spanish, next to Tudor, next to Japanese.
God, it's so clean out here.
It's because they don't throw their garbage away. They make it into television shows.
Oh, come on, Max. Give us a break, will you? It's Christmas.
Can you believe this is Christmas here?
You know, it was snowing and really gray in New York.
Santa and his sleigh on a green lawn.
Santa Claus will have sunstroke.
Max, there's no crime, there's no mugging.
There's no economic crime, you know, but there's ritual, religious cult murders. You know, there's wheat germ killers out here.
While you're out here, Max, I want you to see some of my TV show. And we're invited to a big Christmas party.
They drive past a hot dog stand, a fat burger, cinema showing House of Exorcism and Messiah of Evil in a TV studio.
Hey, Charlie, give me a good laugh here.
The limousine to the track breakdown? A little bigger.
Max, do you realize how immoral this all is?
Max, I got a hit series.
Yeah, I know, but you're adding fake laughs.
I'm home so early. Honey.
Yeah, give me a tremendous laugh here, Charlie.
Do the show live in front of an audience.
Right, but nobody laughs at it because the jokes aren't funny.
Yeah, well, that's why this machine is dynamite. Barney, you better lie down. You've been in the sun too long.
Yeah, now give me a medium-sized chuckle here. And then a big hand.
Is there booing on that?
We were just going to fix you up with my cousin Dolores.
Well,
what's the matter?
I don't know. I got very dizzy.
Dolores.
I feel dizzy, Max.
Sit down.
Oh,
he's
Jesus.
He's marrying Dolores, all right?
I don't know.
You want to lie down?
No, my stomach felt queasy all morning. I just didn't get
how about a ginger ale?
Oh, Max, no. Maybe I better lie down.
Alfie in bed.
Yes. Why don't you just try to get a little of this down? Is it just plain chicken?
Well, oh.
Oh, no, I can't eat this. I'm nauseous. Oh. Uh-huh. If you can just give me something to get me through the next 2 hours, you know, I have to go out to Burbank and give out an award on a TV show.
Now, there's nothing wrong with you, actually, so far as I can tell. I mean, you have no fever, no symptoms of anything serious.
Yes,
you haven't been eating pork or shellfish.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Doctor. Alvy, that was the show. They said everything is fine. They found a replacement, so they're going to tape without you.
Oh, Jesus, now I don't get to do the TV show.
Taking a bite of the chicken.
Oh, Christ.
I was just saying, I can't find any reason for this.
Nothing at all?
No, I think I could get a lab man up here.
I'm a salt.
Yes, excuse me. Yeah, perhaps it would be even better if we took him to the hospital for a day or two.
Oh, God. Hospital?
Well, otherwise, there's no real way to tell what's
going
on.
This is not bad, actually.
In the car, they drive up to a house where many cars are parked.
Hey, don't tell me we're going to have to walk from the car to the house. Geez, my feet haven't touched pavement since I reached Los Angeles.
At a party.
Well, will you take a meeting with him? I'll take a meeting with you if you'll take a meeting with Freddy.
I took a meeting with Freddy. Freddy took a meeting with Charlie. You take a meeting with him.
All the good meetings are taken. Right now, it's only a notion. But I think I can get money to make it into a concept and then later turn it into an idea.
Like this house, Max?
Mm-hmm.
He even brought a roadmap to get us to the bathroom.
You should have told me it was Tony Lacey's party.
What does that mean?
I think he has a little thing for Annie.
No. Unfortunately, Max, it goes with that girl over there.
Where?
The one with the VPL.
VPL?
Visible panty line. Max, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, she's a 10, Max, and that's great for you because you're used to twos, aren't you?
There are no twos, Max.
Yeah, you're used to the kind with the shopping bags, walking through Central Park with the surgical masks on, muttering.
I know. You like this couple, Max. They look like they just came back from Masters and Jobs.
Yeah, intensive care ward. My God. Hey, Max, I think she's giving me the eye.
She comes over here, Max. My brain's going to turn into guacamole.
I'll handle it. Hi.
Hi, you're Alvy Singer, right? Did we meet at Est?
Est? No. I was never to Est.
And how can you criticize it?
Oh,
he didn't say anything.
No. I came out here to get some shock therapy, but there was an energy crisis. He's my food taster. Have you two met?
Hey, how do you go?
Do you taste to see if the food's poisoned?
Yeah, he's great. Hey, you guys are wearing white. You must be in the stars.
Yeah,
Yuri Geller must be on the premises someplace.
We're going to operate together.
We just need about 6 weeks, and about 6 weeks we could cut the whole album.
Just, I don't know. This is strange to me.
You can come and stay here. There's a whole wing in this house.
Oh, yeah.
You can
stay
have
here?
Uh-huh. Really? Yeah. Why are you smiling?
I don't know.
Not only is he a great agent, but he really gives good meeting.
Mm.
Later.
This is a great house, really. Everything. Saunas, jacuzzis, 3 tennis courts. You know who the original owners were? Nelson Eddy, then Legs Diamond. Then you know who lived here?
Trigger.
Charlie Chaplin.
Hey.
Right before his Un-American thing.
Good.
But you guys are still New Yorkers.
Yeah, I love it there.
Well, I used to live there. I used to live there for years, you know. It's so dirty now.
I'm into garbage. It's my thing.
Well, this is really a nice screening room. It's really nice to me.
Well, and there's another thing about New York. See, if you want to see a movie, you have to stand online. It could be freezing, it could be raining. And here,
you saw Grand Illusion here last night.
Yeah. Hey, that's a great film if you're high. It's really funny.
Come and see our bedroom. We did a fantastic thing.
Thanks, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay.
I'm cool.
That's wonderful. I mean, you know they just eat and they watch movies all day?
Yeah, and gradually you get old and die. You know, it's important to make a little effort once in a while.
Do you think his girlfriend's beautiful?
Yeah, she's great looking. Great. Little tad on the androgynous side.
They pass a man talking on the phone.
I forgot my mantra.
In a large, crowded room, Alvy talks to a tall woman, and another woman comes by and shakes his hand. Annie starts dancing with Tony, who is much shorter than she is. On an airplane, Alvy is reading. Annie holds a coffee cup and looks away from him. They both sit silently.
That was fun. I don't think California is bad at all. It's a drag coming home.
A lot of beautiful women. It was fun to flirt.
I have to face facts. I adore Alvy, but our relationship doesn't seem to work anymore.
I'll have the usual trouble with Annie in bed tonight. What do I need this?
If only I had the nerve to break up, but it would really hurt him.
If only I didn't feel guilty asking Annie to move out. It'd probably wreck her. But I should be honest.
Annie speaks up.
Alvy? Let's face it, you know, I don't think our relationship is working.
I know. A relationship, I think, is like a shark. You know, it has to constantly move forward or it dies. And I think what we got on our hands is a dead shark.
In the apartment.
Who's Catcher in the Rye is this?
Well, let's see now. If it has my name on it, then I guess it's mine.
Carrying a stack of books.
Yeah, it sure has. You know, you wrote your name in all my books because you knew this day was going to come.
Well, Alvy, you wanted to break up just as much as I do.
No question about it. I think we're doing the mature thing without any doubt.
Now, look, all the books on death and dying are yours, and all the poetry books are mine.
It's Denial of Death. You remember this? The first book that I got you?
Bringing it to her.
Remember that day?
That's right. Jeez, I feel like there's a great weight off my back.
Placing books in a cardboard box.
Thanks, Sonny.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, no. I mean, I think it's really important for us to explore new relationships and stuff like that.
There's no question about that, because we've given this, I think, a more than fair shot, you know.
Yeah, my analyst thinks this move is key for me.
Yeah, and I trust it, because my analyst recommended her.
Why should I put you through all my moods and hang-ups anyway?
Right, and you know what the beauty part is? That we can always come back together again.
Exactly.
So there's no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You know, I don't think many couples could handle this. You know, they could just break up and remain friends.
Hey, this one's mine, this button.
Right.
This one, remember? I guess these are all yours. Impeach Eisenhower, impeach Nixon, impeach Lyndon Johnson, impeach Ronald Reagan.
Alvy walks out from a cinema.
I miss Annie. I made a terrible mistake.
She's living in Los Angeles with Tony Lyson.
Just a random pedestrian.
Oh, yeah? Well, if she is, then the hell with her. If she likes that lifestyle, let her live there. He's a jerk, for one thing.
He graduated Harvard?
Yeah, Listen, Harvard makes mistakes, too. You know, Kissinger taught there.
An elderly lady steps up.
Don't tell me you're jealous.
Yeah, jealous a little bit, like Medea. Can I show you something, lady?
Reaching in his pocket.
I have here. I found this in the apartment. Black soap. She used to wash her face 800 times a day with black soap. Don't ask me why.
Why don't you go out with other women?
Well, I tried, but it's, you know, it's very depressing.
Picking up lobsters
this
off the floor.
To me. Quick, go get a broom.
What are you making such a big deal about? They're only lobsters. If you're a grown man, you know how to pick up a lobster.
I'm not myself since I stopped smoking.
Oh, when did you quit smoking?
16 years ago.
What do you mean?
Mean?
You stopped smoking 16 years ago, is that what you said? I don't understand. Are you joking or what?
Alvy walks alone by the river. Back in his apartment, Alvy talks on the phone.
Central Park's turning green. Yeah, I saw that lunatic that we used to see with the pinwheel hat and, you know, and the roller skates. Listen, I want you to come back here. Well, then I'm going to come out there and get you.
On an airplane. In a phone booth.
What do you mean, where am I? Where do you think I am? I'm at the Los Angeles airport. I flew in. I flew in to see you. Hey, listen, can we not debate this on the telephone? Because, I feel that I got a temperature and I'm getting my chronic Los Angeles nausea ready. I don't feel so good. Well, wherever you want to meet, I don't care. I'll drive in. I rented a car.
In the car.
I'm driving. What is that, such a miracle? I'm driving myself.
He walks up to a sidewalk cafe. Looks around. Sits down at a table. A waitress in a tie-dyed robe hands him a menu.
I'm gonna have the alfalfa sprouts and a plate of mashed yeast.
He grimaces and hands back the menu. Annie arrives and sits down at his table. They smile and shake hands.
I just lost a little weight, that's all. Well, you look nice.
I've been thinking about it, and I think that we should get married.
Oh, Alvy, come on.
Why, you want to live out here or what you say? It's like living in Munchkin Land.
What do you mean? I mean, it's perfectly fine out here. I mean, Tony's very nice, and, well, I meet people, and I go to parties, and we play tennis. I mean, that's a very big step for me, you know? I mean, I'm able to enjoy people more.
So what,
You're not going to come back to New York?
What's so great about New York? I mean, it's a dying city. You read Death in Venice.
Hey, you didn't read Death in Venice till I bought it for you.
That's right, that's right. You only gave me books with the word death in the title.
That's right, because it's an important issue.
Alfie, you're incapable of enjoying life, you know that? I mean, you're like New York City. You're just this person. You're like this island unto yourself.
I can't enjoy anything unless everybody is. You know, if one guy is starving someplace, that's, you know, I puts a crimp in my evening. So you want to get married or what?
Annie slowly shakes her head.
No. We're friends. I want to remain friends.
Okay. Check, please. Can I
You're mad, aren't you?
Yes, of course I'm mad, because you love me. I know that.
Alfie, I can't say that that's true at this point in my life. I really just can't say that that's true. I mean, you know how wonderful you are. I mean, you know, you're the reason that I got out of my room and that I was able to sing and you know, get more in touch with my feelings and all that crap. Anyway, look, I don't want to... Listen. So what are you up to anyway, huh?
He points at himself.
Usually, you know, I'm trying to write. I'm working on a play. So what are you saying? That you're not coming back to New York with me?
No, look. I gotta go.
Standing up.
I flew 3,000 miles to see you. That's
I'm late.
Air miles.
She
you
walks
know?
Off.
You know what that does to my stomach?
Yeah. And you must know it's
he
a
follows her.
Time for Tony. The Grammys are tonight.
The what?
The Grammys. He's got a lot of records up for awards.
Oh, really? They give awards for that kind of music? I thought just earplugs.
Just forget it, Alfie. Okay?
Let's she goes to her car.
Awards. They do nothing but give out awards. I can't believe it. Greatest fascist dictator, Adolf Hitler.
Getting into his rental car. He starts the car, looks over his shoulder, and the car lurches forward, knocking over several garbage cans. The bumper cars of his youth. Meanwhile, in L.A., he backs into an approaching car. Bumper cars. Lowered into a parked car. Bumper cars. Reverse into yet another car. A motorcycle cop arrives. Alfie gets out of the car.
I know what you're going to say. I'm not a great driver. You know, I have some problems with
see your license, please.
He reaches into his pocket.
Just don't get angry or anything, because I have my license here. I'm
taking it out.
Car, and I
dropping it on the ground.
Here.
Don't give me your license. Dory, just pick up the license.
Oh, pick up the license. You have to ask nicely, because I've had an extremely rough day. You know, my girlfriend...
Just give me the license, please.
Alfie reaches down to the ground.
Since you put it that way, it's hard for me to refuse.
Ripping it up.
I have a terrific problem with authority, you know. It's not your fault. Don't take it personal.
A man walks towards the jail cell. Slides open the door. Alfie to his cellmates.
Longfellows, keep in touch.
Walking out of the cell. Alfie and Rob walk out of the police station.
Imagine my surprise when I got your call, Max.
Yeah, I had the feeling that I got you at a bad moment. You know, I heard high-pitched squealing.
Twins, Max.
They go into his car.
16-year-old. You imagine the mathematical possibilities of that?
You're an actor, Max. You should be doing Shakespeare in the Park.
Oh, I did Shakespeare in the Park, Max. I got mugged. I was playing Richard II, and two guys with leather jackets stole my leotard.
He pulls a hood over his head with built-in goggles.
Max, are we driving through plutonium?
Keeps out the alpha rays, Max. You don't get old.
Alfie, at a play rehearsal.
You're a thinking person. How can you choose this lifestyle?
What is so incredibly great about New York? It's a dying city. You read Death in Venice.
You didn't read Death in Venice till I gave it to you.
Well, you only give me books with the word death in the title.
It's an important issue.
Artie, you are totally incapable of enjoying life. You're like New York. You're an island.
Okay.
Standing up.
If that's all that we've been through together means to you, I guess it's better if we just said goodbye, once and for all. You know what's funny? After all the serious talks and passionate moments, that it ends here, in a health food restaurant on Sunset Boulevard. Goodbye, Sally.
Walking off.
Wait.
Standing up.
I'm gonna go with you.
He comes back to her.
I love you.
They embrace. Alfie looks at them, then at us, and raises his eyebrows.
What do you want? It was my first play. You know how you're always trying to get things to come out perfect in art, because it's real difficult in life. Interestingly, however, I did run into Annie again. It was on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. She had moved back to New York. She was living in Soho with some guy. And when I met her, she was, of all things, dragging him in to see The Sorrow and the Pity, which I counted as a personal triumph. And Annie and I, we had lunch sometime after that and kicked around old times.
Annie, sitting with Alvy at a small table, laughs hysterically. Elsewhere, Annie driving with Alvy. Annie handing Alvy a lobster, which he drops on the floor, walking together along the beach, at the indoor tennis court, in their apartment, in a bookstore, sitting next to each other on a bed. Alvy holds the cocaine box and sneezes. Annie playing tennis. At the theater in Wisconsin, sitting together in bed, Alvy kissing her, having an argument in Alvy's apartment. Annie holding up the gift negligee and kissing him. Walking together on the sidewalk, on a park bench, kissing, by the East River at dusk. Now on the sidewalk across from Lincoln Center.
After that, it got pretty
late.
They
shake hands and kiss.
We both had to go, but it was great seeing Annie again. I realized what a terrific person she was and how much fun it was just knowing her.
And Annie walks off.
I thought of that old joke, you know, this guy goes
just
to the psychiatrist and says, Doc, my brother's crazy. He thinks he's a chicken.
Watches her leave.
And the doctor says, well, why don't you turn him in? And the guy says, I would, but I need the eggs. Well, I guess that's pretty much now how I feel about relationships. You know, they're totally irrational and crazy and absurd. But I guess we keep going through it because most of us need the eggs.
Then he, too, walks off. Credits. Woody Allen as Alvy Singer. Diane Keaton as Annie Hall. Tony Roberts as Rob. Carol Kane as Allison. Paul Simon as Tony Lacey. Shelley Duvall as Pam. Janet Margolin as Robin. Colleen Dewhurst as Mom Hall. Christopher Walken as Dwayne Hall. Donald Symington as Dad Hall. Helen Ludlum as Grammy Hall. Mordecai Lawner as Alvy's dad. Joan Newman as Alvy's mom. Jonathan Monk as Alvy at age 9. Ruth Vollner as Alvy's aunt. Martin Rosenblatt as Alvy's uncle. Hi Ansel as Joey Nichols. Rochelle Novkioff as Aunt Tessie. Russell Horton as Man in Theater Line. Marshall McLuhan as himself. Christine Jones as Dory. Mary Boylan as Miss Reed. Wendy Gerard as Janet. John Dumanian as Coke Fiend. Bob Maroff as Man No. 1 Outside Theater. Rick Petruselli as Man No. 2 Outside Theater. Lee Callahan as Ticket Seller at Theater. Chris Gamble as Doctor. Dick Cavett as himself. Mark Lennard as Navy Officer. Dan Ruskin as Comedian at Rally. John Glover as Actor Boyfriend. Bernie Stiles as Comics Agent. Johnny Hamer as Comic. Vid Bantu as Maharishi. John Dennis Johnston as L.A. Policeman. Laurie Bird as Tony Lacey's Girlfriend. Jim McCrell, Jeff Goldblum, William Calloway, Roger Newman, Alan Landers, and Jean Sarah Frost as Lacey Party Guests. Vince O'Brien as Hotel Doctor. Humphrey Davis as Alfie's Psychiatrist. Veronica Radburn as Annie's Psychiatrist. Robin Mary Paris as Actress in Rehearsal. Charles Levin as Actor in Rehearsal. Wayne Carson as Rehearsal Stage Manager. Michael Karm as Rehearsal Director. Petronia Johnson as Tony's Date at Nightclub. Sean Casey as Tony's Date at Nightclub. Ricardo Bertoni as Waiter No. 1 at Nightclub. Michael Aronin as Waiter No. 2 at Nightclub. Lou Pichetti, Loretta Tupper, James Burge, Shelley Hack, Albert Ottenheimer, and Paula Truman as Street Strangers. Beverly D'Angelo as Actress in Rob's TV Show. Tracy Walter as Actor in Rob's TV Show. David Weir, Keith Dentis, Susan Mellinger, Hamid Perizik, James Balter, Eric Gould, and Amy Levitan as Alvy's classmates. Gary Allen, Frank Vos, Sybil Bowen, and Margareta Warwick as schoolteachers. Lucy Lee Flippin as Waitress at Health Food Restaurant. Gary Muledeer as Man at Health Food Restaurant. Sigourney Weaver as Alvy's Date Outside Theater. Walter Burstein as Annie's Date Outside Theater. Songs. Seems Like Old Times. Music by Carmen Lombardo. Lyrics by John Jacob Loeb. It Had to Be You. Music by Isham Jones. Lyrics by Gus Kahn. Miss Keaton's accompanist, Artie Butler. Audio description by Lou Lasher.